Action, go! Bob and Brandy show.
That's a Bob and Brandy.
Lincoln Radio.
Polish Brandon and Fat Bob.
Fat Bob. All right. So just quickly tell them about the Polish sausage brownie story.
The Polish sausage brownie story. It was a long time ago. And we were going to bingo. We just finished eating fresh homemade Polish sausage at Grandma Hubert's house. And I had to save the table for bingo. But luckily for us, they were giving away free snacks. And I sat down at my table, and the lady across the table had just bought or just got a free brownie. And just as she went to bite into that.
Did they do that a lot? They gave away free.
Once a year.
They used to give away free desserts?
Yeah, once a year.
Wait, St. James?
Yeah.
All right.
And just as she went to bite into her brownie, I let a burp go, but a quiet one. You know, the old... And she went along and she says, "This goddamn brownie tastes like Polish sausage."
What a great punchline to walk in on.
And Luke's here too, guys, as a treat.
Hi.
So
yeah, that was so I had to pick up all my shit and move to another table because I was laughing so hard.
Luke, coming in this or what?
I can't even go.
All right.
I'm going. It's Garrett's birthday.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Tom Skerritt. That's what Amira said. My dad looks like.
What?
Yeah.
Tom.
That's what she said. So you better watch your step, sucker.
But then he said Tom Skerritt if he had AIDS.
No, I didn't. I said, "I'm scared. This is what I'm going to look like when I have cancer."
Oh, cancer.
What a way to lose weight.
Did you have fun on the Arizona trip?
Yes, we did. It was just lovely. Brown and shitty. Everything's brown. Ground is brown. Buildings are brown. Dirt's brown. Stone's brown. Roofs are brown.
People are brown.
The people are white and they just hide from the sun. That was not I would never move to that friggin' state. Terrible. Terrible.
Well, we went to see, you know,
went to see relatives.
Yeah, and we'll talk about your nephews.
Yeah, my lovely nephews. One of them's going into service. Just graduated high school, got accepted to the Special Forces unit in the Air Force. And the other one is, I don't know. Slow. And then there's DJ, who should be a model.
He's a good-looking kid.
And then my brother-in-law and his brother. Oh, my God in heaven.
Garrett.
Fucking drunk constantly. And he's a philosopher to boot. And I told him, I says, Gary, I quit.
Here, I'll play the part of Gary. You asked me a question.
You know, I told Gary I quit drinking 8 years ago, so I don't speak drunk no more.
I mean, it's like a couple times, the Eagles Club. That's how you talk.
I know. He's useless. But he's always right. Everybody else is wrong.
Well,
he had a union job, $52 an hour. He's so full of shit. Fucking union job in New York State for $52 an hour. I know people that do heavy equipment operating, they only make $30 an hour there. They're going to pay this fucking drunk $52 an hour. Freaking, they probably use this piss samples for rat poison.
I'll write that one down. That's a good one. What do you think of the L.A. traffic?
Oh, my God. I would never live here. Too many friggin' people, too many cars, too many roads, and crappy roads to boot. Just, I don't know. I mean, you got your name, L.A.
All right, guys, we had to switch cards.
Yeah, we had to play some cards. I'm looking at my grinch and chill over
there. Playing strip poker.
Oh, look at there, Cedric. That's my grand chinchilla.
That's all he has now. He's been bugging me to get a grandchild.
Yes.
Well, would you rather me have a grandkid with someone like I like and I'm married to and like I'm going to, or just have a kid?
No, just have a kid.
All right.
Be like every other trashy fucking American. Well, just have a kid.
I've been trying not to be that trashy. I'm trying not to be Karen. Or
Karen was married when she got pregnant.
I think she was pregnant before she got married.
No, she wasn't.
Still, she fought to get married. I know. Right? I mean, like, every guy was like, okay, after a year.
I know, there were 600 of them a year.
After like, a year or however, and they didn't get married, like, they were out of the picture. I never wanted to have that feeling. I always wanted to, like, make
feelings, nothing more than feelings.
Did you, I mean, when you and Mom got married, like, how'd you even propose?
Well, when I asked her to marry me, she answered me, but I told her not to answer me with her mouth full.
Oh, God. No, but, like, honestly, how did you, like, propose?
I said, well, you want to get married or what?
Really? Where were you?
I think a sleazebag hotel on Main Street in Clarence.
Are you being honest or no?
$5 a night. Oh, God. They had the frequent fucker rate. If you went 8 times, you got one night free.
I'm just trying to get a real answer here.
I'm giving you a real answer.
Okay. And you got, why would you have to go to a hotel room? Didn't you have an apartment together?
No. We did not.
How old? You were 23?
No, we were 19 and 20.
Oh, Jesus.
When we got married, we started fucking when we were 17. Yippee.
Mom, shut the door.
And your mouth while you're at it.
All right. 19 and 20, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I guess it makes sense now. You guys can make it to your 75th wedding anniversary.
She's lucky if she makes another 75 fucking minutes the way she's acting today.
Wait, what's the problem?
Oh, 8 o'clock, I says, well, I'm going to go to bed. And I figured I'd get up around 2, 3 o'clock. You can't go to bed. Your brand is coming home at 10. He wants to see us. And I says, I've seen him for 7 fucking days.
I know, I feel bad that I just said
I know. To the room. I thought that was great. Then Brandon comes home and says, Ma, go to bed. Excellent. I didn't mean it. I'm glad you did that.
I'm sorry.
Because that'll shut her up. Now she's in there fucking bawling her eyes off.
Why should go? Oh, come on. Don't do that.
It's great.
Oh, man. Well, we were going to do this the first night when you got in, but I had to work, so.
Yeah.
So, okay, overall, how was the L.A. experience this time? Besides expensive meals and...
Well, every meal costs you between $37 and $50 fucking dollars, no matter what the hell you eat. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Very expensive to eat here. And she says, oh, the food was delicious, though.
What was your favorite place we ate at?
Oh, probably a lot of Thai food.
Really?
Yeah, that was good.
I wasn't even there. Great.
That's why I said it.
All right, well, shout out to just a lot of Thai food, I guess. Where's that, Sunset?
On Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood.
I guess, what is with you guys when I say, like, I don't need it, but you want to keep buying stuff? Like, you bought me a drill. I'm never going to use that drill.
But what if you need the fucking drill?
For what? I'm not going to do carpentry.
It even has a charger.
I'm not going to do any type of carpentry.
You don't do carpentry. What if something breaks and you need a screwdriver quick? It's a screw drill.
Oh, it's got a screwdriver end?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I like that.
And it's got pliers. And it's got a hammer.
I have pliers.
And it's got a wrench.
I have a wrench.
It's got drill bits. And it's got nut drivers.
What are those?
Those are what you put in your nuts. And it comes in a nice little package. So it's got beautiful nuts in a nice package.
Well, if my cousin had that, he'd be a superstar, I guess.
That's how much your cousin. Your father had it, and I never made it.
Yeah. You could have.
Yeah, it could have been a big time. Yeah.
What do you think ever happened to Jimmy Daugherty? Did you get your porn tapes from him?
He's dead. Whatever happened to him. We're fucking breathing.
No, did you get your porn tapes from him?
No, that was Eddie Ruda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he did porn tapes and linoleum?
Yeah. He laid floors and he laid girls. Guys, he used to be a transvestite.
What was that lady's name? Jan? Is she still alive?
Nope, she's dead.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, for her.
Well, she was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, she was real nice to us.
Well, I mean, who died who, like, you kind of, like, are upset about besides family members?
Well, Ralph died yesterday or Thursday.
And you said he was a nice guy? Well, Uncle Danny didn't seem like...
Nobody liked him, but he was a friend of mine. I've known him for almost 40 years.
That's like Mike Logan. Like, everybody hates him, but I'm a good friend of his.
That's because he was cheap. That's why.
He was opinionated.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's a lawyer.
Well, yeah. Now, like, she's pregnant, right? I told you that?
No.
They had a boy, Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick
Logan.
Patrick Michael Logan.
Nice Irish name.
Well, I think they're both Irish. I don't know what she is, but her name is Shannon, so that's a good Irish name.
Her name is Shannon?
Yeah. I gotta call him. But he was, like, so busy, like, for a while. And then I feel bad because when people call me, I get busy.
Well, that's
and
the
thing. You just don't.
You make time for the people you want to, and that's it.
Yeah, I always try to call Timmy, but, like, he has two kids, and he's working, you know, full-time with Derek. You know, like, most of the time he seems like he's just, like, spent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, can you believe he has two kids and he's married?
No, I really can't. But his wife does have nice tits. Huge.
Well, I don't know. I mean...
Oh, no, I noticed.
They'll probably sag after.
So what? So when she's 60 and they fall into her armpits and pull the wrinkles out of her face, she looks pretty good.
Is that how that works?
Well, ask your mother.
I'm not going to ask my mother that. I always had a different relationship with you and Mom.
Well...
Like, for you it was a lot of respect... But also we can goof around. But Mom is always like very like,
asinine.
No, I don't know how to describe.
She made me go 60 miles today to get a T-shirt.
I don't know why. Why you said cold water? Why wouldn't you just take cold water?
Because we went that way.
But cold water's right there.
When we pulled out of the bowling alley, we went to the left.
Oh.
And we drove all the way almost into Hollywood. I don't see it. Well, turn around. So I turned around. I came all the way back. Then we passed the bowling alley. And we kept going. Until we got to Balboa. And I said, I think this is too far.
So then you guys just went up and down Ventura. There goes all your like,
gas that you had. It's really, talk about aggravating. Every rich asshole in the fucking world is on that street.
I can't. Cold water, I told you, it was like right there.
You should have said, Dad, pull out of the parking lot and go to the right one block. You did not. You waved your hands around. That's why Shauna is the logistics coordinator of the family.
All right. I told you, go to the right and go to the right.
Oh, you did not tell
yes,
me.
Yes, I did.
You
I
stood in that little lobby said, and you waved your arm around. You go right there, right to the right, to cold water, right there. Yeah.
Well, you didn't go that way.
I didn't get the drift of the hands.
All right. Just get iPhones. Then you can have the stuff on there.
Okay, Father's Day's coming up and my birthday's coming up.
All right. If I buy you guys iPhones, will you get the plan and use them?
Probably not.
See, that's why. What if I get you one iPhone?
It would cost you like $100 a month.
Yeah, I'm about 99.
Where?
Wait, here's my bill. Hang on. Let's see. My bill is...
What are you, a duck?
$99.86.
Here's my bill.
$99 a month.
No. Okay.
But that's unlimited calls, unlimited text, data.
Don't waste your money.
All right. Well, you should get one. And then cancel your home phone.
We have a beautiful cell phone. I pay $30 every three
I can hear a word
Mom's
saying every time she called me to tell me where she was. Brent, I'm like...
That's because I was choking her.
Mom, call me another line. Well, okay, that makes more sense then. But I couldn't hear a thing on the phone.
So here I am laying here. Oh, I think I'm going to go to bed. Bob, Brandon's going to be home at 10. You can't go to bed now. And I said, oh, my God. All right, I'm waiting up. So I said, but when I'm driving down the 405 and I crash, it's your fucking fault. What did she say? Go to bed. You're an asshole. I said, no, I'm not going to bed now. Now I'm staying up until he comes home just on purpose. And every 5 minutes, for the last 2 hours. Bob, go to bed. Bob, go to bed. Bob, go to bed. Enough to freaking drive you crazy.
Well, that's Mom. I mean, I got a lot of both of you and me. I don't have the showmanship that you have of like, hey, everybody come around me, I'm going to tell a story.
I never do that.
You do.
Everybody gathers around.
But then I...
Like Burl Ives.
But I'm not as reserved.
I'm like Burl Ives singing a song.
I'm not as reserved as Mom. I'm somewhere in the middle, so... Which I appreciate.
I am as real reserved. Give her some vodka and tea and she'll see how reserved.
Hey, when was the last time I had vodka and tea?
Last time?
Yeah.
I don't know. She has drinks every now and then.
Well, she had some Judy Weiser's last night, but I'm saying like an actual vodka and tea. We said Donna doesn't drink and Nick doesn't drink?
Not really.
Well, that must be. Does he still smoke?
Nope.
Wow. Well.
Well, his last heart attack scared the shit out of him.
Well, it should, right? Well, it just scared you when you were, what, 40?
Yeah, it scared me so much I put on another 140 pounds. Because, I want to keep my heart insulated so it don't
That's
get
That's weird. You were super thin when you were 40. I saw those pictures.
I don't know about that.
You were. I'm telling you, at your 40th birthday party, you got
when
that.
When you were two, I was 190 pounds.
Yeah, I got the pictures. I'm saying, but when you were 40, you weren't as big as you are now.
I went up to 450.
Yeah, you got big when I was in high school.
And then I was
Great time, Dad. Great time to go up that big so everyone can make fun of you. Son of a...
What happened?
No, nothing.
What broke?
No, nothing.
Oh, now we're out of time for tonight's visit?
Go on.
Oh.
I'm asking you, why'd you go up to 450?
Well, because I was a fat slob. That's all I did was... work all night long, and after work, I'll drink until 5 or 6 in the morning playing poker and shit, and then come home, have 4 or 5 Spam sandwiches, and go to bed and have a diabetic coma until about 2 in the afternoon.
This, my boss told me, he said that for guys, your 30s and your 50s are very weird. Like, they're weird times.
Well, maybe like, your boss is trying to tell you something.
He's trying to say, like, in your 30s, like, you realize, like, you're not Superman anymore. You can't do everything that you thought you could do. And I'm starting to realize that, obviously. But then he said, like, then you go through that. Once you get past it, the next time is, like, your 50s when, like, now you're, like, you're old. You're over the hill.
Well, look, if I would have known I was going to live this long, I would have taken a lot better care of myself, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, but you quit smoking, like, over 10 years ago?
Yep.
Quit drinking over 9 years ago?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be dead.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty... You ever see those guys who are like 80 and they like chain smoke cigarettes and like drink whiskey?
Yeah.
And they just like, have a nice death. It's a mental thing sometimes.
They're fine.
It's a mental thing, you know?
I know somebody who smoked and was 102. They took away her cigarettes and she dropped dead. Same thing with Pete Small across from the club. He was about 70 years old. And they made him quit drinking because he liked his Manhattans. He had to quit drinking. He was dead within 2 weeks because his body couldn't take the shock and not drinking no more.
Well, that's what they say is like alcoholism is like worse than taking heroin.
Well,
like when you get off of it, like the repercussions of it.
Well, we'll see how you act in the next couple of weeks.
The next couple of years. Well, all right. Honestly, you're being dead honest with me when you tell me, like, you'd rather just have a grandkid and me not be, like, in, like, a healthy relationship than me, like, have, like, the
no,
correct...
No, Brandon. We'd rather have you married and happy first.
And then have a child, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Stable relationships with stable children.
I'd rather have a kid right now.
I don't know what happened to you, but stable relationships with...
I'd rather have a kid right now just because of my age. I don't want to be old dad, and I'm like... bordering on old dad.
Well, that's for sure.
You know?
18 years old, you better be 50.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want that.
When you were 18 years old, I was 43.
Yeah, I don't want that, but at the same time, like, I don't want to rush into anything either, you know?
Oh, no. Not if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, I listen, because you and Mom were together now for 48 years.
48 years.
You know?
It's 40 years.
All right, 38.
See, it seems like 80 fucking years. All
right, 38
40 years. Apiece.
You and Mom have been there for 38 years. But, like, that's what I have to, like, deal with is, like, that idea that, like, you guys were together. I want to always be together with either my wife and my child, you know?
Well, that would make sense. And we hope you have, like, a dozen of them little fuckers.
It's good. If it's a boy, that's it. That's it. Just so I can't, the Jingleski name, and then I'm done. If it's a girl, I'm going to be really bummed and then have to do it again, and that sucks.
Well, we hit the jackpot the first time we had sex, and I ain't fucked her since, so.
Hello. Yeah. What if I were a girl? That would have been way different. If I were a girl, you would have nobody.
If you were a girl, you were going to be named Brianna.
Ew. Really?
Yep.
Holy smokes, I'm glad I'm a boy. That sucks.
We still called you Brianna as your little baby. Yeah. We used to dress you like a girl.
Brianna's such a porn star stripper name.
We didn't. We always used to have you dressed up in a little suit and vest and everything.
Why did I always have, like, sailor outfits on?
All little boys put on in sailor outfits.
No, they don't. Like, little fags have those on.
They look
Come
like
on.
Little cute pies.
That was terrible.
Well, we got to fly tomorrow. It's tonight. Oh, my God. Did you hear about the 405 closing?
No.
Did you look on your fantastic iPhone and find out the information for me like I asked you to?
To 405?
405 we have to be on. They said it was closing at midnight or 10 and opening up at 5 a.m. Between here and Santa Monica, maybe?
Well, I'll look it up once we're off the air, but okay.
Oh, brother.
Okay, I'll type in 405 closing. Closure.
Howard Stern was again repeats. Oh, my God. I don't know why I pay for that fucking thing. Because now he's doing it. America's Got Talent, so he's never on that freaking show.
In the picture, why does he have to do this? He has his glasses, like, on the crook of his nose, like this. Why? Why is that? Just either have the glasses on or take them off. I don't like that he does that.
Well, you want me to kill him?
Well, I don't want you to kill anybody, but... I really don't, but... Okay, all right. 405, hang on.
I don't get it.
Let me see it. Try and look it up here.
Oh.
Northbound 405 closed for 4 hours early Saturday on March 23rd. Okay, so this is March. April 1st. Okay, I did. I don't see anything about this.
Okay.
Where did you see this?
I heard it on the news.
Don't listen to the news. The news is always wrong.
We went to the Nethercutt Museum while we were here. That was fun.
How'd that go?
Over in Sylmar, California. Very nice place. Antique cars, tons of them in their collection. And it's free.
405 closed Monday night until Tuesday at 5 a.m.
Oh, so it's closed now. It was closed last night.
Until 5 a.m. Tuesday.
Which is this morning.
Yeah, oh. So you should be good.
All
right. So then you'll go up there, make a right on Riverside, go to the 101.
Goldwater Canyon, 101
right
north.
405
south. Then 405 south to Manchester exit and go over. I got it written down because Shauna was supposed to be my logistics coordinator and she screwed up and just gave me my plane tickets but no directions.
Well, she gave you the tickets or the way to get to the wildlife center.
Yes, but that was the other day. We're not going to the
wildlife
center.
I got to ask you a question. Well, this is a weird one. This is me. Last time I was in Florida, we were sitting outside and I had some Brandon Weisers.
Some. Like one every 3 minutes.
I had 15 Brandon Weisers. And you're telling me about, you went to like a biker's club that was about to be like, whatever. You know, firebombed.
Yeah.
And then you went to a place and they were all doing coke and stuff. What's that story?
That was the chosen few.
Yeah.
Motorcycle.
But then what was the story went to like downtown Buffalo with guys doing coke and stuff?
Oh, that was just the guy I was hanging around with.
Oh. I thought you went to like a pool and they were doing, I thought it was a cooler story than that.
No, their clubhouse was the old bank building, and the vault is where they kept all their drugs and guns and everything.
That was on Main Street.
Main Street, yeah. Matter of fact, one of the kids I knew there, he went state's witness against him. So his ass is in trouble.
What does that mean?
Well, as soon as they find him, they're probably going to shoot him. But there was, I just went there to drink. I didn't give a shit about what was going on there. But it wasn't a very nice place to go to. But that's what happens when you drink and you ain't supposed to.
Well, tell them what Joseph you are.
Well, it's a motorcycle gang. That's up in Western New York. They were all nice to me. I mean, they were all real nice guys, but
were they all tattooed, beards, long hair, and all that crap?
No, well, not all of them.
What do they do for like a living? Like, what do you do?
They're all different.
If you're like a motorcycle guy, what do you do?
They're all different. One guy was the president of electrical union. One guy was.
I'll tell you about the unions that make $52 a week.
Fuck you, Gary.
All right, go on.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, but it's not on Broadway. Yeah, it might be on Broadway.
I think the father was embarrassed of him this time.
I'm really glad to see
and
my...
And he should be.
I'm really glad that I got to see my Uncle Dan's dad, because I always liked him for some reason. He was always cool to me and a nice guy. Whatever happened... I mean, I know she passed away, the wife, but was there something weird there? Or?
I think she killed herself because she hated Gary.
Well, who doesn't...
No, she had heart trouble and strokes and all this other shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying there's something weird there. Like, was he cheating on her or something like that?
Not that I know of. I don't know. I didn't worry about him. I had my own fucking problems.
I was curious. Do you remember the time that mom got, like, super upset and thought that you were cheating on her with Shelly?
Yeah. Well, I still
am. And, like, ran, and then ran down the street, like... In her underwear?
No, she was drunk that day.
And I'm like 15 years old. I'm like, Mom, I don't know what to do here in this situation.
You should have punched her in the fucking mouth.
You remember that or no?
Yeah, I remember it. I told you she's a lunatic. And that's not why she ran out of the house. She ran out of the house because she was drunk. When they put that note on her car that I was having an affair with Shelly, I grabbed your mother and drove her right over to Shelly's house. And we sat right at that kitchen table. And I said, look what was on Judy's car.
Who put a note on it?
I think it was Paul. Causing trouble between me and Shelly. Yes.
Piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Hey,
Because Fred was 6'2", the best looking guy I've ever seen in my life. About an 8-inch freaking dick on him.
DJ
Shelly's going to have an affair with a 400-pound guy with a fucking 2-inch pecker.
DJ's going to be Fred, basically, minus the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and hopefully he don't get involved in the drugs. Yeah, that's what happens, you know.
So, okay, so you're saying Paul put a note on Mom's car?
Yeah.
Just to rile things up.
That's right.
What a dick that guy is.
He was. He did anything he could to cause problems.
If he died by like a really bad circumstance, like his head got cut off by a lawnmower.
Yeah, I'd laugh.
Well, I peed in his hockey clothes, so that's fine. That's fine. I made up for
all
that.
Right, I peed in his beard.
What a scumbag that guy was.
He was useless.
Why be such a miserable person? Listen, we're miserable, but we are to each other.
Who's miserable?
I'm saying, like, we can say, hey, this guy's a jerk and blah, blah, blah. But, like, when you look at these other kind of guys, they, like, they're just miserable.
He was such a liar that his whole life was one big lie.
Dude, I mean, like...
It was one big lie.
His wife was, like, a lesbian, right?
I don't know. I never really wanted to talk to she and her own boogers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She and her own boogers, how do you know that?
Because she'd sit there and chew them in front of mine.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, my God. I want to puke. No, but you know what I mean, Dan? It's like these people who, they act like they're so great and high and mighty, but like they hate their life. You know what I mean?
I bet you if you open up that bedroom door, a mouth fall right through it into the hallway because you got her ear pressed against it.
Well, I'll send her the tape of this.
Yeah, send her the tape.
But I'm saying is I'm so, listen, we can be negative about people and things. But at the same time, like, at least you appreciate your life.
Yeah.
You know? Where a guy like Paul, he could care less.
Well, he
really
did. He always
really
told lies, and one lie developed to another lie. So his whole life was a big fat lie. Plus, he stole from charities over $250,000. That's useless as far as I'm concerned.
That was a weird thing. Like when Bob Eddy said that you told me like he had gotten kind of like indicted about the whole bowling alley thing.
Well,
that made me feel kind of like, yeah. But I mean, it happens.
Well, because he has a gambling problem.
I've seen. I mean,
and he still does it.
The weird thing is, bowling centers are a weird place that people steal from. Because, like, you can do it. Now, I ran a bowling center,
and I never stole nothing. The mafia ran it.
I've seen absolute opportunities where I could, like, take $20 here or there. And I didn't do it.
What's $20 going to get you? Fired.
Exactly. And I'm just like,
you're going to lose your job? You're going to lose a good-paying job
$20? I'm not going to do it, you know?
Well, that's how I was at the club. You know? I could have been like the rest of them and just steal in the place blind, but I didn't want to. You don't keep a job in a bar for 25 years if you're stealing.
That's true. So what lanes did you work at?
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon, and like they were owned by the mob?
Yeah.
Well, then you better not steal from them.
I know. No, that was...
Did you like working there?
Yeah, it was fun. That's where I met Chris.
How old were you?
Well, probably 20. That's when I got pregnant, when we worked at Wimbledon.
You both worked there?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thought you got your HSB or Marine Midland job at like 19.
Yeah, and then she come to the bowling alley.
Oh, okay. And then she was pregnant?
I started moonlight bowling there on Saturday night.
Okay.
So, or on Friday night, I can't remember which. Friday night she'd work because she'd come home from HSBC, get dropped off at the bowling lanes. We drive over to, what was the name of that restaurant over there by Grandma's house that had the fish fries?
Jade's?
Yeah. And we go to Jade's. Well, at the time it was Amel's.
Really?
Yeah. And then we go
to... Amel's, that's a terrible name.
Well, that was the guy's name, Amel.
Amel Munns, that's a dragnet.
Amel, and then Amel and Irene were the people who owned that. And then Dweigel and their son Kevin Dweigel and his wife bought a place down in the Southern Tier where the skiers are.
Yeah, what's Southern Tier? I always wondered my entire life, what is Southern Tier?
And she used to get drunk on Crown Royal. And then they had a fight and she jumped out of the car and he ran her over and killed her. Well...
On purpose, or?
No, she fell out the car and he ran her over.
Well, that story sucks, but I'm asking, what is the Southern Tier considered? Like anything?
Hamburg South.
Below Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like?
Hamburg, Colden.
Not Fredonia. Yeah, Fredonia.
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, yep. Okay.
That area. It's the Southern Tier.
Wow.
Used to be a good restaurant in Hamburg called the Coyote Cafe. They used to have real good Mexican food there.
Was authentic, or?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, very good.
Okay. I'm sure people want to know about our trips that we took, and I made the miserable face all the time.
Oh.
But I try to explain that, like, I made that face my whole life for no reason. You guys got me everything I ever wanted, but I always had, like, a miserable, like, shitty face.
Oh, you took after your mother.
Why? Why did I do that?
Because she's miserable and has a shitty face.
I'm saying is like, it'd be like a birthday party and there's a picture of me just like pouting in the corner. Well, and like, there's nothing wrong with the birthday party, but like, I'm just miserable. What?
I would tell your therapist that.
You think I should see one?
Oh, nothing wrong with you.
But I don't get why I was so like, if you look at every picture of us.
You always had fun at your birthday parties.
No, I'm telling you, watch some videos. I watched videos the other day.
The only one maybe you didn't like that much was when we had He-Man.
No, I liked it.
And you were, I forget how old you were, probably.
I was 11.
17 or so, and you were bigger than He-Man.
No, it wasn't.
He-Man, the funny part where He-Man was the night before, He-Man was the stripper at a bachelorette party at the club. And then the next day, I see him at our house. He's a stripper for He-Man.
And he gives me a T-shirt like from the thing. It doesn't fit me because I got a big fat stomach. And and I follow him to his car over by the side of Grandma's house over by Nona's.
Well, you had to get a little grab there.
And I said, hey, where's Battle Cat? He's like, oh, it's over here. He's just like, get away from me, kid. You know, like, he was done with it.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're playing He-Man in Buffalo. What a scummy job that is.
Well, especially since He-Man had blonde hair and this guy had dark teeth. He's Italian.
I got the pictures. He had fake blonde hair.
He had a wig on. It was pretty funny, actually.
Well, at least
it
was nice of you. Do you remember? Okay, again, I'll name another time.
I can remember one time. I think it was your first birthday party, and we had the food garage at Grandma's house, and we had Crackers ham. Remember Crackers ham?
Kind of.
A square ham, and it was imported from Poland, and then sliced thin and then rolled up. Uncle Wayne sat there and ate a whole goddamn 5 pounds of that Crackers ham. The whole thing, we had to go buy more Crackers ham.
Really?
Yeah, because he liked it. Now he wants to know why his blood pressure is up.
Well, I remember, okay, a couple birthday parties. We had one at the, it was by Queen City Bookstore, and they were like race cars, RC cars.
Yeah.
And the whole time, like, I was just, like, miserable, like, by you. Like, I don't know why, like, I got so upset. Because Mom was never there because she worked during the day. And we have my birthday party during the day.
Right, that's why we planned it that way, so I didn't have to listen to her.
And there'd be, like, 10 people, like, 10 kids there. Like, Brian Obark, remember him?
Yeah.
And, like, Andy Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah. He used to do a lot of stuff with him.
And like, all these guys. And, like, I'm just, like, I'm miserable, like, trying to. Why was I so upset about stuff?
How do I know?
I'm asking you. I don't know.
Yeah, we thought you were happy.
Well, no.
So it turns out you had a miserable childhood.
No, I didn't. I didn't. It was a very good childhood, but I made things worse than they were for no reason.
That's true. And that is definitely Hubert blood.
And, like, I remember, here's a good one. The year after that, I had my birthday at the skate. Remember, I loved to skate at the skating rink, like roller skating. And we had a party there, and you sat in the smoker's lounge, which was right next to the roller skating rink. It was just like a little like side part, and you just puffed cigarettes, and we just like skated around, and like you were talking to Brian Obark and Bill Menning and these kind of guys, and we're all just like skating around, but I just remember you just watching us like, all right, go on, you just give us like the hand wave, go on, and you was puffing cigarettes, and like it was just okay because you could smoke inside back then.
Yeah, well, that's what I smoked.
In the 90s, yeah. Oh, man.
If I hadn't smoked, that used to be the Fairlands. That's where Grandma used to work, great-grandma.
And that's where, like, the PBA was, right?
PBA stop was there, yep, every spring.
But you said back then, like, people get dressed up, like, it was
to go to PBA, oh, yeah, it was a big deal. Suits and everything, and when those bowlers were bowling, it was dead silent in there. You could hear a pin drop. And now it's like they're friggin' lunatics all the way down the lanes and everything. They're crazy.
I had a guy tonight. He had the first 10. And so everybody, like, calms down. But the lady bowl next to him is some, like, 85-year-old lady. It's like Grandma Hubert bowling. And she goes up and she bowls. I'm like, yeah, don't bowl. I'm trying to, like, grab her back. You know what I mean? She bowls. He bowls the 11th one. I'm like, oh, man.
You can't blame it on that.
No, he bowls the 11th strike. He bowls it, and, like, no big deal. Goes up for that 12th one, and I'm like, oh, that's a bad ball. But it came back, 299.
I know the feeling.
299. How many of those you got?
7.
And you have no 300s?
Nope.
The minute I get a 300, I'm mailing you the ring.
I don't want the ring.
No, it's going to you. Because
you earned it.
No, I don't want it. I just want you to have
it. I would
it.
Be very proud if you
listen.
300.
When I die, all this is yours.
It might be soon.
It might be that 300 ring.
It might be tonight if our plane crashes.
I swear to God, you know, I'm telling you, on Friday, I thought about it the whole time. Because Susie was talking about it, like Thailand. And then she's saying, like, it's a 17-hour ride. And the whole night, I couldn't sleep. I'm thinking, like, I have to go over water for 17 hours. Like, I will lose my mind. Like, that.
What do you even think about it? You're going to be watching a movie or something? Or.
But, like, if we're 7 hours in, like, they're not. And we have to make an emergency, like, landing in the water, we're dead. I'll kill myself before I land. I don't even
want. You can't think of shit like that.
That's all I thought about all night.
I often thought if the plane went down, I'd put your mother underneath me so I'd have a soft landing.
I mean, I just, you know, those planes aren't equipped for those kind of landings. They're not. They're not. Planes are not equipped.
How when they fall out of the sky.
Planes are not equipped for like a crash landing. They're not.
Well, the guy did a pretty good job down the Hudson River.
Well, yeah, that's Hudson River. It's not in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
It's still water.
The middle of the Pacific Ocean, by the time someone gets there, you're dead.
Why?
How long would it take a boat to get there?
You get in a life. They have life rafts.
Ah. That really is bumming me out.
Well, then don't do it.
I know. I really don't want to.
Take a Valium. Just sleep the whole way.
Well, I wish a doctor, prescribe me something.
They would. They would.
Like, just knock me out. And then, okay, you see, I can't do it for 16 hours. So I can just take one, and I'd be out for like 8 hours, and like sit up, have like a couple drinks. Oh, hey guys, how are we doing?
You can't have a couple drinks and take those pills.
I mean, like a soda or something. Take it, and then just go right back to sleep. Oh man, I love it.
Well, it's probably what's going to happen.
But like the way that my mind works is like it's nonstop. It's just it's always like, I don't know why. Like
that's, put it to a good use, then. Think of something else.
I do. I mean, I've been writing. My mind works in such a weird way. Like, Luke always calls me Brandon Woody Allen.
Brandon, all my whole life, I've always been able to categorize all my dreams. I've had sometimes the same dreams for 50 times. And they're always the same ending. And all my dreams are in color.
What's ending?
Well, it all depends what dream it was.
Okay.
But they're always in color. I can remember every one of them. As ridiculous as they might be, I might get up, sit there and tell Mom while she's getting ready for work, the whole dream. And I can remember people's names and phone numbers and everything in these dreams. And then I wake up to reality and I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
What do you think that is?
Probably Alzheimer's.
No, I mean, I can remember dreams, like nightmares I had when I was like 7. I can almost.
You seen your mother naked too?
Well, yeah.
That'd be enough to make.
That was a weird dream I had, but I think it was reality. When we moved into the 48 Transit Road, I had a whole weird dream, Mom, and like curtains were blowing around, and I had to go in the bed with her and stuff.
Nice. Well, that's most kids have that dream.
No, but nothing weird happened. I'm saying, like, she was just very motherly.
Oh. She's a mother, all right.
But I thought it was a dream.
It wasn't. It was probably the truth.
Well, it could have been. So when we were in Phoenix, I had this dream that the guy Quinn, who you met, I had this dream, like, I was back, and I'm like, all right, man, like, you know, can you give me a ride to work? And he comes to pick me up, and, like, he's just, like, bitching me out. And he's like, I'm going to tell John all, like, the bullshit you do, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? But it wasn't at Pins. It was, you know, it was me and him, but it was at our old apartment in the Pink Fountain.
And because you were talking about anything and, you talk about,
and I start to
the
walk,
night is in your subconscious.
I start to walk down Terrace Boulevard past the corner store, and like a buddy of mine out here, like Scott.
Brandon, go to the store and get us a 3-liter bottle of Pepsi.
Diet caffeine free Pepsi.
Hurry up.
I used to, listen, people, my father told me to go to the store and get him a pack of Lark cigarettes when I was 9 years old and wrote me a note to get cigarettes, and they sold them to me.
Well, because that's the way it used to be.
I mean, that's, come on.
When I was 6 years old, I went to the store and got my mother a pack of cigarettes.
Well, that really has changed.
Salem's.
Yeah, she did smoke Salem's. I remember that.
I can remember when I was a kid, I was about 5, and we were going to Aunt Rudy's farm. You know, she's the one who taught you how to burp.
Yes.
And
I actually remember that farm, oddly enough. It was Lockport.
Yep, and we're going down Union Road, and we're going to make a left-hand turn onto Genesee and then a right-hand turn into the Airport Plaza. And just as we made the turn, the car door opened up, and I fell out, and the car door shut, and they just kept going. And they left me sitting in the middle of this intersection. So then they get over to the restaurant where they're picking Grandma up at the Falling Star, restaurant in the Airport Plaza at Chickawaga, New York.
That's where they had the, the jewelry store that's like, won't cost you an arm and a leg in that stupid commercial?
Well, yeah. And Grandpa says, where's Bobby? And Wayne says, oh, he fell out back there. So they hurry back in the car, and all the traffic is stopped at the intersection. The busiest intersection in all of Chickawaga.
Yeah, it is.
And there I am sitting in the middle of the intersection crying because I couldn't get my french fries.
Wait, I thought you fell out. Why do you want french fries?
Well, because they always gave us french fries when we went to the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Now, this is when you moved to Canton Street?
No, this is when I was 5 years old.
Well, how old were you when you moved to Canton?
11.
Oh, okay. So, like, half your youth, you were on Chapel?
Yeah. Those were good times over there, boy.
Was that weird when you had to move? I mean, you had to get new friends?
Yeah, well, we moved in the summer so that it wasn't too bad for school, but we had starting schools and stuff.
So you were going to, like, a Chickawaga school for a while?
Yes, I went to Ucrest Elementary and then I went to Maryville.
Wow. And then you just...
And then I came over to Terrace School and then went to DPU Middle.
And that was on, it was on Terrace, right?
Yeah. That used to be the old high school before they built the new high school back in the 30s and 40s.
So, like, just for you guys, like, living in the same area, that's kind of how you met Mom?
Yeah. Yeah. I met her at the pool, the public pool at Fireman's Park. And I was standing in the water, and she was sitting on the side. And I always thought she was cute, you know. And I says, come on in the water. She said, no, I don't want to come in. And she says, no, that's all right. And I went to grab her to pull her in, and I pulled her bottoms off of her bathing suit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And there I am looking right up the Love Canal. I said, wow, I might get into that baby. And I was about 12, and I think it took us about another 30 minutes, and I was into it, so.
You weren't 12.
That's when it happened, we were 12, but we didn't start dating till we were 17.
And then you worked at Burger King for a month just to
pay for the prom.
How's working at, like, a fast food place like that?
It really sucked because I threw lettuce in the guy's face and told him to go fuck himself. That's what I thought of his job.
The manager?
No, some asshole who thought he was a big shot. Just another stupid floor mopper like me.
I'm glad I've not. The only time I ever worked with food was when I worked at that used bookstore. Remember, you come in there,
yeah.
You get, and the soup and the sandwiches are good.
Yeah, they had a nice sandwich there. You know?
Yeah, and like that used bookstore I worked at, I'd, you know, cut you, you know, right in front of you. I cut like the meat and put it on a bun,
yeah.
Cheese, mayo, whatever you wanted, and then a soup.
That guy was pretty good to you there.
He was a nice guy, and like I really felt bad that place didn't work out.
Yeah, well, sometimes the business don't work out.
It was the wrong area for it.
Yeah.
Like if it was a Clarence or if it was like a downtown, I think it would have worked out way better. You know what I mean?
He was set back too far off the road. Nobody even knew he was there.
Yeah.
If he was up closer to the road and a bigger sign.
And marketing, too, though. Like, they didn't
And who wants to go to a library or a bookstore and eat?
Yeah.
You know, this isn't, Starbucks.
Well, I got a feeling. You remember his wife? She was some kind of weird, like, Filipino, Mexican kind of thing. So I bet, like, he met her, like, out here in Chicago in, like, a big market city where, like, these kind of places are really popular. And when they opened it, I was sort of like... I'm glad they hired me, but I'm like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
You know, like people in the DPU link.
It's sort of like the time with your escort when I told you it ain't going to work, but you insisted on
You told it. Me it was a fine car.
I said, it's a piece of shit.
You did not. You absolutely did not.
You know what? I let you make your own decision.
You know, you're wrong about that.
Never.
You.
I let you make I would your not own have decision. Paid. I let you make
you
your
said,
own
okay,
decision.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine, Brandon.
That's all I said. I'm sure it'll be fine, but you got to get this car test checked out by Dick Dobai.
Dick Dobai.
And poor Dick Dobai ended up almost going to jail for stealing another car.
So, okay. So I have this Ford Escort, an 89 Ford Escort, a silver one. And I go to the fair or whatever, and I get a Wu-Tang symbol to put on the back of it. And I put it on the back windshield because I think I'm cool. And this garbage of a car. That the speedometer doesn't work. The molding's falling off. The tires are all bald. I used to work at Tuxedo Junction at the mall, and I would park, and I'd go in. So the one time I go out to get my car, and it won't start. So I get a ride home from a coworker, and I tell my dad, and he says, okay, I'll call Dick Dobai in the morning. So the next morning, I think you give me a ride in. I'm like, well, Dan, my car's still here. And you're like, really? And you call Dick Dobai, and he goes, no, I got the car right here. I'm looking at it right now. I'm like,
yeah, he says, I changed you. I changed the oil. I'm like, I needed oil.
That's,
I said, Dick, my son's got his car. I don't know whose fucking car you got.
Because I went in and
stole somebody's car from the mall.
I started my car right up, and it started, and I left with it. And
poor Dick. My God. He was so freaking mad at me.
He took somebody else's car.
So then he called the police and told them what happened. Because Brandon left the keys under the mat. Well, the keys were in his car under the mat. So he figured, well, this is the car. So he gets to the
gas station. It was another Ford Escort,
right,
with another Wu-Tang symbol on the back.
And, right. And yeah, it was almost the exact same car.
It really
except
was.
It was blue.
Yes.
Silver.
Yeah.
And I called Dick, and he's, oh, my God, I'm going to have to call the police or whatever. So then they got in touch with the girl. She lived in Lockport. And she comes to pick up her car at Dick's, and he says, well, he says, I'm, you know, he apologized and everything, and he says, but I did change the oil for you and check the air in your tires. And she goes, well, I hope you don't expect to get paid for the oil change after you stole my car. He says, well, 20 bucks would be good. She told him to fuck off, and she just left.
I remember Dick Dobai. He was a great mechanic, though.
Yeah,
he was a good guy, though.
He was a good guy, yeah.
The guy when I lived in my old apartment at the 76 station was a station, not a store. They had a mechanic there, and I would take my Volvo down there, you know, when I had a problem, because it was like right there in the alleyway. And I'd say, and he'd change a hose, or it was like $5, buddy. He goes, listen, you can change these things yourself. You know, he like showed me how to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
But I don't have any tools. See, I'm waiting for my dad to buy me
a
set of tools.
I need this drill.
Now you have the tools.
I need a drill and a wrench and what else?
Pliers.
Okay, and a nut hugger.
And yeah, you're a nut hugger. Been hugging your nuts too fucking long. That's your problem. And a nut driver.
Oh, a nut driver. That's what the gay guy said.
And all kinds of fun shit like that.
But that was my best mechanic. Like, and then they just got rid of the shop, so he wasn't there anymore. So I had nobody good to go to. I had to go to Habib, the guy I bought the car from.
Oh, God.
He'd always pinch me too big. You, Brendan, you're too fat. You're too fat. And he'd squeeze my nipples. I'm like, get off me.
Well, then Randy used to, next door, Brendan.
When we lived in Buffalo, the guy next door, we lived in an apartment complex.
No, we lived in a double.
We lived in a double. So we were the upper one, and like, we couldn't park our cars there, so we had to park it next door at the motel.
We could park my car in the yard.
But the other
but
two
the
cars.
The other two cars, they let us. We paid to park at the motel $20 a month.
Right.
Just to park our cars there.
And this guy, Randy,
and
who was like six foot six, was like this Pakistani guy who would like complain. And like,
he wasn't Polish.
Oh, Pakistani.
Oh, I thought you said a Pakistanis.
Ugh. Come on now.
We can make a rosary for the Statue of Liberty. Save our bowling balls. Anyway, he calls up the one day in a panic. Brendan, quickly, come and move the vehicle because they're going to do the plowing. You have to move the vehicle, Brendan. Brendan, come quickly.
And of course, neither
of us
answered.
Brendan wasn't home.
And we don't answer the phone. We just want to listen to the message.
So I go next door. I got my shorts on and a vest and a pair of sneakers. And we went to
shirt?
That looks lovely, Luke.
Thanks.
You smell like $100.
I'm trying to do my hair.
What hair?
My hair. I look all puffy. I'm Italian.
My hair's all puffy.
It looks like one of those things that blow around in the summertime that like pile up in the parking lots. What
do we call
those things?
Anyways, this poor Randy, I was too fat to fit in Brandon's escort. So I went and I just reached in and started the car up and put it in drive and just walked it across the parking lot.
Coast ride the whip.
And Randy's standing there with his snow shovel. Oh, 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 Bob, that's too funny. Oh, 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 I can't believe you're walking the vehicle. Oh, oh, oh. I said, you're a big piece of shit. Why don't we just push this thing instead of you standing there laughing at me? Anyways, so we always mocked him out about that.
He came into the fire hall and got a Well, at the fair hall, we used to do like chicken dinner.
Yeah.
He came in and he got
two. Winner, chicken dinner.
He got two pitchers of beer. And like just sat there by himself, ate chicken, and drank the beer.
Well, that's all right.
No, it was odd.
I went in there and I had eight chicken dinners and one pitcher of beer. Those chicken dinners were good. I can remember the one we had
at the fire hall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember the one we had at the club we started doing. And Mike Odo's daughters, when the chicken was done, they had brand new galvanized garbage cans. And then they lined them with tin foil. And then they put the chicken in there and close it. And then that way it would steam it and it would be, nice and...
And you put that the garbage can on top of a...
The garbage can was just on the floor, and then they'd reach in with the tongs and put the chicken out.
Oh, okay. Oh, like to marinate it?
No, to keep it warm after they cooked it.
Oh, okay.
And Mike's daughter wasn't eating the chicken, and he says, "Why aren't you eating?" And she says, "I'm not eating that chicken. They pulled it out of a garbage can. Why would I?" She didn't understand what they were doing, but that was pretty cute of her.
All right. Well, I think we did enough damage, huh?
Yeah.
You gotta get to sleep.
Unfortunately, I never got to tell you all my great golf stories or...
What's a song you've been listening to lately that you want us to play?
Where?
Any song. The Grassroots. What song by The Grassroots?
I like The Grassroots. I don't know. I don't know none of the names. I just have to hear the songs to know what they are.
All right, I'll pick one.
Yeah. Read them to me and I'll tell you.
It was like, "Darling."
No.
Do.
No.
Is that one of their songs?
No. It's like, today I was singing a song, and I thought it was called Four Heads or something like that.
Foreskins?
No. Well, it could have been. And she came up with something totally different, which I thought was pretty funny. That was really the only time we laughed today. The rest of the time I was ready to kill her.
Why is that?
She can be so... Brandon, you know how irritating she is.
She's still my mother.
I know she's your mother. That's why she's still alive. Hey.
Oh, what's that song? It's "Why Should I Be So Misunderstood?" You know that song?
No.
All right. "The River Is Wide," "Heaven Knows," "Baby Hold On," "Come On and Say It," "Temptation Eyes."
That's a good song.
All right, "Temptation Eyes" it is.
Yeah. Temptation, I don't know, I'm thinking of the Ketchup song.
What's a Ketchup song?
It was Carly Simon singing Anticipation. I got the wrong fucking song. Oh, well. So.
All right, well.
This was just a lovely time I had in California.
I hope so.
I can't wait to get back to Florida and see my pinky.
All right, well, I'm sure she misses you.
She misses me, boy. She calls me every day.
All right.
All right.
Well, that's the end. Dad, say goodbye.
Goodbye. Just the same.